This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. Her name is Angelique Clarabelle, and she has a brand new song called Means to Us, which we're going to hear in just a few seconds. But first, Angelique, thanks so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Everything's been great. How's everything going with you?
Everything is fantastic, and I'm excited to talk to you about this brand new song. I heard it. It sounds incredible, and I'm excited for the listeners to hear it too. But tell us first about what it is. It's called Means to Us. How did it become a thing?
Thank you so much. So I wrote this originally for my family, and then it just became a whole thing, like, because it was originally for my parents' anniversary gift. I made it for my parents' anniversary gift, but then I had stuff that I needed to do, so I couldn't finish it on time. And by the time I was studying in the States, I had extra time to go into the studio to finish writing the song and everything. So, yeah, it's a song about, like, everything that's been going on in my life, my childhood, how I grew up. It's basically a representation of who my family is to me.
That's awesome. I mean, did you always know that you wanted to become an artist? Like, did you always know that you had this talent?
When I was younger, when I visited America the first time, I was offered to be on the show American's Mini Idol. I don't know what show that was, but yeah. So I was offered to take place in that show, but my parents were a bit skeptical of it. So I ended up leaving, not taking part in anything. But I've always known that singing has been my hobby, and I really like to express myself with my songs because I don't usually express my feelings out loud to people directly. So singing and songwriting it just, like, became a thing for me to, like, sort of a medium for me to express my feelings out in the open. So, yeah, but it's nothing more than a hobby. Maybe in the future it'll develop into something further, but for now, yeah, it's just a hobby.
Well, what is your main goal in life then? You know, I mean, what are you studying to be?
So currently I'm studying to be hopefully a lawyer.
Ooh.
I'm currently majoring in political science, but I'm going to be transferring into law. Yeah, but
that's
that
awesome.
Might change.
See, I always wanted to be a lawyer, but, like, I was never book smart. So I kudos to you, you know, for even taking up that goal seriously. And then on top of that, you know, you'll be a talented lawyer, you know?
Oh, thank you so much. But there are a lot of talented people out there too, you know?
That is true. That is true. But, you know, it's really cool that, you know, you finally, you know, had the courage kind of to put this song out there. It's your first song that you've released. It's on Spotify, called Means to Us. You know, tell me a little about getting the song up there, and like, was there any nerves behind that? Were you scared? Were you, you know, excited? What was the emotion behind getting that first song up?
Honestly, I wasn't sure if I should upload it on my Spotify, so I uploaded it to my Instagram feed instead. I made, like, a little video montage with, like, a little music video that I edited with, like, clips of my family, my childhood, everything. And then people loved it. People started responding to that particular post of mine. They started saying that you should put this on Spotify. So after, like, numerous requests to put that song up on Spotify, I finally did it. So, yeah.
Was it nerve-wracking? Were you excited? You know, what was going through your head when it finally released?
Well, really, like, at first, of course, I was nervous because back home, the environment is a little bit judgmental. So I was scared that it wasn't good enough, or my voice wasn't, like, as developed enough. If you can hear the song, which you will in a moment, you will notice that the voice is a bit raw. It's not as like finely tuned as other people's music, but then again, I'm not really professional at this field.
No, you're giving yourself less credit than it really is. It's a great song, you know, and it's awesome. It's gotten over, you know, 267,000 streams on Spotify. You know, it's out there for the world too. You know, and people are loving it. It's something to be so proud of. And you know, you're also originally from Indonesia, and now you're here in the States because you're in school. Tell us a little about, you know, transitioning from that world to another.
I'm Indonesian Chinese. Back home and also in Singapore, things were a little bit more like traditional and perhaps like not as free as life in the States. Like, you'll notice the difference. I think countries that are like Asian countries and the American countries, I think there's a huge difference. I was raised in sort of a conservative place. So at first, moving here was a big culture for me. I'm not against it or anything, but it was just like a bit culture shock for me because I saw things that I'm not used to like seeing back home, which is understandable, I think. I think a lot of people who moved from Asian countries to the States also feel that way.
I feel like it's also the fact that, you know, we have like big gulps here and you guys are like, you know, you guys have like the normal portions, you know?
Yeah.
You know, talk to me about, you know, living in Indonesia and then coming to the States. You know, what are the differences between the two? Are there any major differences that you can tell?
Oh, there's a lot. The food for one is great. I mean, I love the food back home, but the food here is like a whole culinary adventure. And then the shopping has been really good. And I live in LA right now, so Beverly Hills has been really accommodating.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, aside from the heat weather that's happening there, I'm sure it's been a lot of fun too. I mean, I've heard it's been like 100 degrees over there.
In LA?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it's the weather. I mean, back home we don't really like have. In Indonesia, it's just like endless summer and there's a rainy season.
Oh, so you're used to it then. So you're okay.
See, yeah.
If I was there, I'd be sweating my ass off, like completely. Here in New York, it's super cold right now, which is crazy because it just. I said here in New York, it's super cold right now. So it's like, you know, going into heat is just. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm already done with that. Summer's over here. Well, I'm excited to hear your brand new song. It's called Means to Us. And Angelique Claribel, where can people find you and where can people follow your hobby?
On my Instagram. I think I'm most active on my Instagram. I don't really use like Twitter and stuff. My handle is just Angelique Claribel with three L's at the back. Yeah.
Awesome. And you can listen to this song on Spotify. Again, it's called Means to Us, but you can hear it right now on the website music station, Z Radio Live. Angelique, thanks so much for joining us here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
No problem. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you, too.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.